Blog Talk Radio.
Well, welcome again, everyone, and Happy New Year. We're just days away from starting a brand new year, thank goodness. Wanted to remind you all that I have put the annual house cleansing ritual on my Facebook page. So if you go to Facebook and then type in the words Mystic Mona on the search bar, you can go right to my front page for Mystic Mona. Scroll down a couple of entries and you'll see the time to cleanse your house for 2011. So go ahead and click on that. You're going to need a few items. You're going to need some sea salt or some kosher salt. And you're going to need a smudging stick. That can either be sage or sage and cedar woven together. Either one's fine. When you do the sage and cedar, it actually is a little bit more balancing of masculine and feminine energies, but the sage is just fine. You can even use incense if for some reason the smell of sage smells a little too much like marijuana for you, but just something to think about. But follow the ritual on there. What you need to do before the end of the year to make this ritual even more effective is between now and Friday, go through your home and get rid of things that you're no longer wearing, plants that aren't thriving, books you've read and time to donate to charity so that somebody else can enjoy them, you know, the ones you don't want to keep, perhaps, clothes that absolutely don't fit, that'll never come back in style, and then you just go through and you just do a nice cleaning of your house so that New Year's Day you wake up to a clean home. The other thing you're going to want to do is the morning of New Year's Day. It talks about how you light the stick and you go through your whole home. So it's all on the Mystic Mona Facebook page. So make sure after the program tonight you take a look at that. But there's one more thing you need to do before midnight on New Year's Eve, and that's to sit down with a sheet of paper and write down your regrets, issues where people might have hurt you, things you feel guilty about, things that you're not proud of, all those little things that just kind of nudge at you that aren't very positive. I want you to write them all down on a sheet of paper. You can use more than one. The only person that's going to see this is you. And at the bottom of the sheet of paper, write, I release these events for my new beginning. Sign your name and burn it. Do that sometime on New Year's Eve. And then New Year's Day, you wake up and do the ritual that I have indicated on the Mystic Mona page on Facebook. Number to dial in for your reading this evening, 347-850-1494. This is the time of year, this Wednesday and next Wednesday, when you can pretty much just ask, what are the highlights for the new year? I really only do this once a year for two programs, usually the program before and the program after New Year's. So it's okay to ask that question. And I'm going to go right to my calls. All right, let me see. I have somebody from the 310 area code. Hello, 310. Who's this?
It's Jamie.
Oh, hey, Jamie. What's your question tonight?
Well, how are you?
I'm good. Thank you. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. I have a question about my young Capricorn friend.
Oh, which one?
Yes. There's quite a few born on the same day.
I remember there were two Capricorn men in your life.
Yeah, the same day. Very strange. Jeremy, he's the young
all right.
One.
Your other Capricorn's coming up here too, so I gotta pull cards for both your Capricorns here. Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
Your first younger Capricorn, still holding on to some pretty major grudges. Like, he's still pissed off about something that should have been his, should have happened and didn't.
Mm-hmm.
And until he can achieve whatever that thing is, he's going to be kind of a bear to be around. He's not going to be a very fun person to be around. So that has nothing to do with you. That's all his baggage. That's all his crap that he's dealing with. But you need to be aware of it because, you know, you're trying to get more of his attention. And though you are getting some of his attention, he's not going to be really that interested in anyone but himself until he achieves this thing, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And then the other Capricorn's coming up here, and what's interesting about him is that the next 3 months are super powerful for him. He's working a lot right now. Or he's under an awful lot of strain and pressure, and something that he thought was going to happen, he's either missed the mark or missed the timing in some way, and it's saying that the timing isn't good for him until March. So you need to realize that he's also going to be in a really weird, prickly place. The funny, interesting thing about him is that there are angels, there are spirits around him that's trying to guide him, but he's not listening. He's like too pissed off to like pay attention to what's going on that actually could help him, which is also a weird little very, very, they're both very self-absorbed right now, both your Capricorns. And the thing is it's like, I would say one uses sexual energy for release, and the other one might be starting to drink for escape. It's really weird. They both, as much as they want the thing, they're also endeavoring after some really weird modes of escape. So that's what I'm seeing for them.
Is there any communication that's going to happen?
Well, I see communication from the younger of the two towards you. And it's because you've hit a chord with him. You've hit something that is important to him. Mm-hmm. So remember, he's very self-motivated right now. So if it's about him, then you've tapped into something. But you're not going to get a lot back right now. So you just have to realize that, yes, there'll be communication, but it sort of has to be all about him.
Okay.
Which makes it very one-sided and very selfish.
Am I going to see him soon?
This is saying that you'll see the younger one before you see the older one.
Yeah, I thought so.
So, I mean, you got to follow your gut here. I mean, I'm just giving you a little guidepost what the cards are saying. My gut's telling me that the younger one's going to reach out for you before the older one does, but don't totally write the older one off.
Okay. Oh, never. Never. No.
Okay. That's so funny.
He's kind of always
right, Jamie,
there.
Thank you for being my first call.
I know, it's so exciting. Now the show will go great.
Oh, you're so funny. Well, I'm doing a 90-minute program tonight, so I'm on till 7, so... everybody holding right now will absolutely guarantee to get on. So it's a nice thing. So happy New Year to you.
Okay, happy New Year, Mona. Thank you for talking to me.
Oh, sure. Talk to you later.
Okay, thank
Bye.
You. Bye. Bye.
All right, I've got somebody here from the 253 area code.
Oh,
right,
goody.
Oh, goody,
Mona.
Who's this?
This is Goody.
Oh, hey, Goody. Well,
so fabulous. You have gotten this man that I have dreamed into manifesting. I have been imagining him for the last year and a half, and he called, I think it was yesterday, 12 phone calls and 5 messages on Facebook. And, I mean, he's an eager beaver, and I got to tell you, I knew it was coming because all I did was imagine him here. You know, I was cooking with him, and I was walking with him and talking with him and laughing. I didn't miss him. I didn't long for him. I didn't do any whining. And
good girl.
And you have really assisted me with this. Now, you said something about you will be doing major influences for this year, and this is one of the things you're doing tonight in this call.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Well, he's going to be finishing up a schooling for the next 2.5 months, but I was wondering if you could join us together in that major influences for us this year.
Well, let me see what the cards want to tell you. All right,
okay.
Let me give you a little heads up of what I'm seeing here. Okay, here he's actually, and this is going to be a really interesting thing I tell you. He has gone through a very almost epiphany kind of period in his life over the last year, and he's really clued in on what's important. And it's extremely beneficial for him to be surrounded by people that are loving and supportive of the new him.
Okay? Yes,
it's,
right
it,
on.
It would be... it would be really detrimental for him to be surrounded by anyone that has a preconceived idea of who he should be. In other words, people from the past. And that's probably part of the reason why I sometimes find it a blessing. Actually, most of the time I find it a blessing if people from the past stay there. Because those people from the past have a tendency to believe that you're the same person that they knew.
Mm-hmm.
And that they don't give you permission in their head to be anybody different.
Uh-huh.
So when you see people kind of, I call it burning through people sometimes, and I mean this in a good way. It means that they've learned the lesson of whatever that relationship is, and it's not that they don't care about that person or what they learned. It's just they're on a fast track to get to their purpose in this lifetime. And
oh my
your
God,
man
you are
here.
So good. Yeah, I mean, I couldn't have said it better. I mean, after talking with him.
Okay, but here's the thing is that sometimes when people get on a fast track, it's not that they want to be cruel and let go of people from the past, you know, that at some point didn't help them. It's just that some people from the past want to keep you stuck there. And he is at a point right now where I wouldn't be surprised if he said something like, okay, by this time next year I want to be living in this state or this place or in this brand new environment. Because he doesn't, and it's not so much that he's embarrassed by anything that happened in the past, it's just that he doesn't want to be stuck there anymore. And you know, now that he's a little bit more mature, a little bit more responsible, he wants to make sure that everything about his life is in a way his doing.
Mm-hmm.
And that includes you.
Uh-huh.
As long as you don't bring up the idea of marriage.
Oh, I'm not interested anyway.
Okay, but I'm just saying, the relationship that you're going to have with this man is all about following your heart and having experiences with him. Do not, whatever you do, try and put a label on it, with the exception of it's okay to call him your companion of choice.
Can he call me
Sweetheart? Sweetheart's good too, yeah. Sweetie Pie, okay. Punky, you know, Punky Bear, all those you can call them that. But the thing is by the way, I coined the phrase companion of choice because I think when you get to a certain age, significant other, boyfriend, girlfriend, partner, it just doesn't seem to really sum up the importance of that person. But when you say companion of choice, suddenly you have summed up the importance of that person to you. Mm-hmm. Like, that's the person you want to go to the movies with when a new release comes out. That's the person that you want to go to your favorite restaurant with.
You're
okay?
Cute.
So what the cards are saying is that you can't really screw this up.
I know.
With him. It feels so, for a better way to put it, pure for a change.
Right.
And I'm not worried about him at all. I'm not worried about you with him at all.
Oh. Is this so groovy cool? I'm going to call him the groovy cool companion.
I like the word groovy. I also like the word far out.
but not groovy cool together.
I think we need to revive those phrases, especially the word far out, because I dig that word.
Far into the now. Oh, we have brought it into the now.
It's all true, baby.
Yeah. Okay, groovy cool, baby. Thank you, and you have been right on over and over.
Happy New Year.
Yes, I'm going to find you on Facebook and just nag you
yes,
until
you
give me a reading.
Yes, you have to add me you have to like me on Facebook, and then you need to do a cleansing ritual.
I like you off of Facebook, so it won't
be
a problem.
Oh, bless your heart.
Okay. Happy New Year.
All right, my friend, thanks for checking in.
Bye-bye.
Bye. See ya. Okay. Well, that was fun. All right, I have some, you know, you guys, it really helps me when you don't block your calls when you call in so I can actually announce what area code I'm about to put on the air. And I've got three of you right now that have blocked your calls, so I don't know what area code you're calling from because I'm not that kind of psychic. So I want to let you know that I want you guys to call back and unblock your call. Now, the way you unblock it, *82 and then dial in. And then I'll be able to say, oh, I have somebody from area code XYZ, and then I'll put you on the air. So, all right, I'm going to area code 702 in fabulous Las Vegas. Hold on, let me get it on the air. Hello, 702. Who's this?
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, Mona.
Hey, Robbie. How you doing?
Good, good. Many blessings to you and Chuck.
Oh, and many, many happy returns for the new year to you, too. So how's the job search going?
Well, it's very painful and painstaking.
Well, since
you live in Las Vegas. I've been flooding the Internet with applications.
Okay, since you live in Las Vegas, I'm going to let you know about this really kick-butt job fair, okay? It's going to be on January 11th, so that's a...
Well, I've been putting in a lot for Hawaii.
Okay, but here's the thing, is that I still want you to get out there and meet people and mingle with people, but there's this really killer big job fair on January 11th at the CSN,
yeah.
Community College, Southern Nevada, Cheyenne campus, on January 11th. So, you know, if you don't find something in Hawaii by then, I really want you to go to that, okay?
Unfortunately, my car, the plates are expired and it's disabled, and I just plan to relocate as prior stating.
Okay.
Because
right.
I've been
well,
mostly staying at home.
Okay, well, what can I answer for you today?
Well, what's upcoming in the, what do you see?
In Hawaii.
Well, what this is saying is that now that you have clear focus about where you want to be, there's somebody that you can connect with, and this is saying it's somebody you already know in Hawaii.
Uh-huh.
So there's somebody that you already know, either this is a friend or a friend of a friend, that you call up and you ask them for help about getting a job for you there.
I'm not.
Hmm. Okay, I'm listening.
You know, it's interesting because when I was telling you about the job fair, your immediate reaction to it was, well, now I've got my sights set on Hawaii, which is okay, and I totally agree with that. That should be a goal for you. And then when I told you about the job fair, you told me about your expired plates. But, you know, the bus line goes there. So... the thing is I need you to get out of your house and start putting applications out there in person because you're more effective in person than you are just by sending a piece of paper.
No.
Okay? Because this is
well, I don't have any monies. My unemployment got turned down.
Well, I would definitely reapply for that because you were not let go because of anything bad you did.
So I filed an appeal, you know.
Okay, good.
But
that's good.
I'm just curious what's happening upcoming, you know.
Tell her you're moving to Hawaii.
Yeah.
Well, according to this...
Well, I'm planning to move there, and I just want to get some insights on what's upcoming, you know, coming ahead. I know I missed the show a few times.
Right. Well, what this is saying is that you have to be able to take action in order to get the results that you want. You can't just sit in your house and send out pieces of paper and think that that's how you're going to get the job or the new opportunity. Because what this is saying is part of the reason why things haven't happened as quickly as you'd like them to happen is that you're not getting outside of your house and meeting people that could actually help you get a job. And see, you know, what may happen for you, Robbie, is that you may end up getting a job for 2 or 3 months, you know, here in Las Vegas, and then something in Hawaii comes up, and you're able to leave that job and move to Hawaii. But it's like you can't wait, and I've told people this before, I know you've heard me tell people this, is that you can't wait for the UPS guy to deliver your life to you. You have to take action here, and according to what I'm seeing in the cards, is that what you're not doing is taking the right kind of action. You know, yes, you're sending out pieces of paper, and yes, you're probably on the internet, but what the cards are saying is that you're not doing the right kind of reaching out to get what you want. And no psychic in the world is going to be able to tell you the exact date, job, place, and what time you're going to start your new job. Because that right now it's saying that, that the way you're viewing this is that you're waiting for life to happen for you, when in fact what you have to do is make life happen, and then the cards will change, because your cards look very stagnant right now. Your cards look like that you're just going to sit and wait till something happens, when it's, when the cards are saying that before anything happens, you have to start taking action. So whatever you're doing, you have to change the method of it to get different results.
No.
So, you know,
the place where I'm living now, I have to leave. And the only alternative was to go back. You know, to Oahu.
Right.
And, you know, it's really hard having no monies, no nothing. Especially getting turned down.
Unemployment. I totally understand that. According to the cards, though, that there is an untapped resource that you have yet to check into. And it is somebody that you already know at the place that you want to be that you need to call. That's what your cards are saying, is that you can't be looking at your situation as though that's what your future is going to look like. In other words, you can't look at now as though that's what's going to perpetuate.
Yeah.
You have to decide, okay, who do I even know casually that I can make a phone call to? Who do I not know that I can make a phone call to? You know, with your background and experience, you call the companies and say, this is my background and experience. I will be in Oahu in 3 weeks. I'd like to come talk to you about a job. And you set up an interview. And it's going to be a lot easier there than it is here. But in the meantime, you also need to make sure you're using every resource you can here to get any additional money, to connect with jobs. I mean, I don't know if you've gone to the temporary services yet. But what it's saying here is that you're not going to find a job just by sitting in a room somewhere. You have to get yourself out of the house and start meeting people to find something.
No.
So
well,
that's
I did
what your cards are saying.
Someone in Hawaii, but it's a dead end there with Calvin.
Okay. Well, I'm seeing here is that you haven't utilized all of your resources to be able to get what you want yet. And I'm not talking about money. I'm talking about connecting with people that could help you get a job.
Uh-huh.
You know, somebody that regarded you well that could help you get a job.
Yeah.
And I'm sorry, I have to go to the next call, Robbie.
Okay.
Keep me updated, okay?
Okay.
And all the best in the new year to you, okay?
Well, thank you. And
all
you
right,
do
Robbie,
the same and everyone else.
Okay, and I'm
going
to have my black eyed peas on New Year's Day for good luck.
Okay.
All right, see you later.
Bye-bye. Thank
Bye.
You.
Okay, I've got, okay, you guys, if you've blocked your call, I'm not going to answer the phone for you. So if you haven't hit *82 before you called in, I'm not going to answer the call for you, because I need to be able to know an area code where you're calling from, so that I don't have 5 people, or actually at this point, 25 people at the same time going, hello, hello, hello. So there you go. All right. Area code 603.
Hi.
Hey, who's
How
this?
How are you? My name is Valerie. I don't think I've ever talked to you before. How are you?
Oh, hey, Valerie. Bless your heart. Welcome to the program. What's your question tonight?
Mine is about love and a specific gentleman.
Oh.
I don't know. Would you like his name?
Nah,
you need
his
name? Oh, you don't.
Nah.
Okay. And I just wonder what you see.
Okay. You know, it's really interesting, because if you had met this gentleman a year or year and a half ago, he was not ready for a relationship. Okay?
Okay.
Either he was in a really unhappy relationship or he was in a situation that he really could not give his heart, all right?
Okay.
But according to the timing that you've met him now, if you act yourself without putting on any weird airs, if you really are truly authentically yourself,
mm-hmm.
you can have this man the rest of your life if you want him.
Okay, let me stop you now. I have known this guy for several years.
Okay, but see, what it's saying is that whatever has happened over the last year and a half,
mm-hmm.
he wasn't ready until now.
Okay.
So
you feel three connecting on a good note then.
Right.
That's
well, what it's saying is that even though you may have known him a long time.
Well, we were together on and off in the past.
Okay. You weren't ready for each other till now, is I guess what I'm trying to tell you. He was not in the right place to be
uh-huh.
open and loving to appreciate somebody like you.
Okay.
Fabulous Valerie.
Okay.
So, okay, now,
you think he's out of his hostility mode towards me at this point, then?
Okay, I'm sorry. You have to ask that question again because my phone cut out.
You feel he's out of his hostility mode at this point, directed at me?
Here's the thing, is that there's something about you that's gotten under his skin, okay? And I think it may be the way you have of kind of nailing the truth in people, calling what you see as a truth. Okay, the thing is some people really appreciate that, but most
mm-hmm.
people don't.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and you know the thing is I have this little mental philosophy that seems to serve me really well.
Yes.
I only give my advice unless people ask me, and that's why I have a radio program because people ask me, and then I can give them my advice. Well.
Right.
The thing is you, darling, beautiful Valerie, have a tendency to give your advice when it's not asked for.
Yeah, a lot of times, yeah. I try to be careful a little more, but yes, I feel why
okay.
when I'm excused. But.
No. You just, my mom used to say when you don't have anything nice to say, don't say anything, all right? Or, you know, like when you're in a situation that you're not comfortable, instead of saying, oh, my God, this sucks, you might say, well, this is interesting.
It depends. It depends on the situation. I can make
okay.
the situation, but when it comes to a truth of a person for their well-being, I have to speak up whether or not, you know, they like me for
okay.
it. I'm me. I'm who I am. I'm honest.
Okay.
Take it or leave it.
Now,
me.
I'm going to go back to what I said about you being authentic.
Yep,
I love that you are your authentic self.
Thank you.
Here's the thing. Is this guy, though,
mm-hmm.
The reason why you're getting a little hostility is because he's trying to impress you or he's trying to get close to you, and it seems like it's being met with criticism from you because I think there's a little fear on your end. Is that you like him too much, and so in a way you're kind of throwing down your little gauntlet of tests to him, and you want to make sure he passes them. And what I need you to do is I need you to treat him like a puppy or a kitten right now.
Okay?
And
I've tried that for
years,
honestly. I don't know what else to do with this guy. I think I've tried everything.
Okay, but here's the thing. It's like, you know when you get a puppy or a kitten and they barf in your shoes? You don't beat up the puppy or the kitten. You just clean up the shoes.
No, I don't. I have two
okay.
cats, and I go over, pet them gently, and say, are you okay? It's okay. Go ahead. Get sick.
Okay. All right. So, but you need to have a much more soft and gentle approach to this man if you want him.
Okay.
Okay. And the thing is you can even say to him, I'm going to try something new for the new year. This is my New Year's resolution, okay? This is for you, Valerie, okay?
Okay.
Your New Year's resolution, and this is as suggested by this darn psychic on the radio, is that you are not going to be as outspoken as you have been in previous years. That's your New Year's resolution. You can still think it, And if somebody asks you, you can still tell them, but you're not going to automatically throw your opinion out there, because part of the reason why he's a little hesitant to step forward to you is that he hasn't quite decided about you yet.
Okay.
Okay. See, you're really gung-ho, and it's there's no question about it. But your New Year's resolution, trust me, just try it for 3 months. You're not going to be so outspoken. Just
okay.
3 months.
Okay. Let me say this.
You know what my
quick.
New Year's resolution is?
I don't know what. To be more outspoken? I don't know.
No. My New Year's resolution is drink more champagne.
Oh, that's a good one. I love it. Very good.
You can have that one, too.
Okay, I'll take it. Actually, I'm going back home to where I'm from for New Year's Eve. And him and I aren't really talking right now, but sometimes we hang out at the same places. And I'm wondering if I am going to run into him. If you feel I will run into him when
You know what? This is not talking about whether you run into him or not. It's talking about that you could have a future with him if you just tone yourself down a little bit. But still be you. Just tone yourself down a little bit.
Right, right. But it would be a good start to the new year if I could run into him.
Oh, bless your heart. You will run into him. I'm not sure if it's New Year's Eve, though.
I will. Okay, at some point. Okay. All right. That's
all right, my friend. Let me know what happens.
All right. Hey, happy New Year to you, and enjoy that champagne.
All right. Yeah, I will, baby.
All right.
Thanks.
Bless.
See you later.
Yeah.
Okay, bye. All right. I got somebody here from the 516 area code. Hello, 516. Who's this?
Hello, how are you?
Hey, who's this?
My name's Tom. I'm Mona.
Hey, Tom. Welcome to the program.
Hi. Thank you so much.
What's your question tonight?
I'm wondering if is your wedding happening for me in 2011 with Lori?
Ooh, cool. What's the date?
That's what I want to know.
Oh, because see, I would if I was getting married in 2011, it would be 11-11-11, just because I think that would be such a kick butt date. Because numerology wise, it adds up to an 8, which is the number of fate, karma, and destiny. But it's such a cool date. I mean, I'm getting married on 11-11-11. I mean, seriously.
Right. At 11-11.
How sweet could that be?
Yeah,
so that if I had a date, it would be 11-11-11, just because. And let me see. I wonder what day of the week that falls on. I don't have a 2011 in calendar in front of me. Dang. Whatever day of the week that is, probably someone will look it up on the internet and tell us.
Uh-huh.
So this is saying you're marrying the right person, so I'm not worried about that. It's saying that if you want a child together, there's a little girl here. She's very precocious and extremely smart, so she'll be very high maintenance in her own little way. You have a pretty strong psychic gift yourself here, Tom, because it's coming up in your cards. And what it's saying is that you're not trusting it. So you're probably going to see that develop a little bit more in the new year. And there's a resistance for you to have your own business or run a department in a company. You have the card here that talks about somebody that's supposed to be an entrepreneur or own his own business in some way. And what it's saying is that you have all the tools, but either you haven't given yourself permission to do it or you're afraid.
Yeah, I'm a little afraid, but I am going to push for it more. Actually, I am going to be starting my own business within a month or so.
Okay. Here's the interesting thing. You're marrying the right person. You're totally married. I mean, I see no qualms at all about that, but I'd love it if you got married on 11-11-11.
That's fine with me. That works for me. We have some bad communication right now. We're actually not communicating at all, but I'm working on making this happening. Are you any good with time frames? And maybe you see when things are going to get smooth, work out?
All you need to do, Tom, is start with I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm.
You start with that. I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. I misunderstood. That's my bad. Seriously, start with that.
Okay.
And just say, I hate that we're not connecting right now. Because of that's true.
Yes, it is. Okay.
Now, here's the thing. You're a guy that likes to have focus. You like to have something to do. You're somebody that you always need to have some sort of a quest, all right? And you're not a guy that I would see that would retire young just because you always need to have something to do.
Mm-hmm.
And because you're so fast thinking, and usually your partner is as fast thinking as you, but somehow you crossed a line, and that's what you need to apologize for.
Yes.
Because you can't push. You're with the right person here, so don't push. Just wait and see.
Right.
Okay.
Okay.
But you guys will patch it up, and I hope you patch it up by New Year's Eve.
Oh, I don't know about that soon. I mean, I wish, but I don't know about that.
Okay, but you got to start with you're sorry. I misunderstood.
Yes.
That's my bad. I apologize. I hate we're not talking. You got
to
start with all that.
Sounds
and then,
good to me.
And then say you call her up and said my psychic on the radio said I needed to do this, and I agree. make her laugh.
Okay.
You're gonna be okay. You just have to stop. You get into this this sort of pit bull mood, and it's you only do it with people you really care about and that you really trust, and it doesn't bode well with them. You get into this real almost compulsive. I got to do this. I got to do this. I got to do this, and it just. That's the part you need to tone down in the new year.
Mm-hmm.
So,
wow, you're spot on, Mona. You're awesome.
All right, my friend. Thanks for checking in.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it. I'll keep
and,
you posted.
And tell her your psychic said she liked the date 11-11-11.
Okay, I will.
All
Thank
right.
you so much,
See
Mona.
See you later.
Happy New Year's. Bye.
And Happy New Year to you. Bye.
Thank you. Bye.
Okay, bye. All right, I got somebody here from 303. Hello, 303. Who's this?
Hey, Mona, it's Erin. How are you doing?
Erin, the wise one, you're back. You know, that's your new nickname.
I appreciate that. I love being a leprechaun, actually.
Actually, you know what I'm referring to is the book that I helped publish.
Yeah.
And part of the reason I'm really hot about this book is that there's a whole page about me in it.
Oh, that's great.
I know.
What
I know.
Is it called?
But anyway, The Seventh Wish, and the author's name is Toby O'Day. And it's an e-book available on Amazon.com and Barnes & Noble Nook Reader, so it's only an e-book. And you know, the hope is that there's enough sales that there'll be a hardbound down the road. But Erin the Wise One is in the second chapter.
That's excellent. The Seventh Wish. I've got to buy that. I'll buy that this weekend. Okay.
All right. Bless your heart. Okay, so what's your question for me tonight?
Employment. I took some time off for health reasons, and I'm looking to pick up some new contracts. I have my own business. I'm looking to pick up some new contracts, and there's a woman named Selena that I'm potentially going to reapproach. I've worked with her in the past, and I'm not sure whether that's a horse that's dead or whether it's something I should work with her in the future. I was wondering if you'd look at it for me.
Okay. I want you to take a different approach with Selena than necessarily asking her for work. You're going to ask her for work, but you're going to do it in a very roundabout way, okay?
Okay.
When you check in with her, by the way, what kind of sense of humor does she have?
Well, it depends on the day you catch her on. I like her humor if she's in a good mood, but if you catch her in a bad mood, she doesn't have one.
Okay. If you have a chance to say this when you talk to her and you think it'll make her laugh, I want you to say it, okay?
Okay.
What I want you to do is I want you to call her up, and your whole idea in your mind is not necessarily to ask her for work. Just say, hey, I just want to let you know I'm feeling much better. I've got my health issues resolved, and I'm ready to go back to work, and I'm wondering if you know of other people I might be able to give a call and see if they would benefit from what I offer.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, she may say, well, I have work for you. And you'll say, oh, well, that's great. You know, I was hoping you might say that, but I didn't want to hit you up because you've been such a good client of mine in the past. And you know, and I thought, well, you know, you're one of the first people I wanted to reach out to. And then you say, this is when you say it, judging her mood, my psychic told me to call you.
Okay.
Okay. Because the funny thing is you can actually say, the psychic on the radio said I should call you because you were in a place right now where things were expanding. Because according to this, she is in a place that things are expanding for her. So,
okay.
So the cool thing about it is she's going to be interested on two levels. She's going to be interested because I've just done a roundabout prediction for her business expanding.
Mm-hmm.
And so she might call me. And when she calls me, I'm going to see the same thing, which is kind of cool. But what this is talking about for you is that you're in a period right now where you're absolutely making your own luck. And there are going to be clients that you worked with in the past that I don't want you to call back because they were either a pain in the butt or they didn't pay on time or they were really way more trouble than they were worth. They just weren't good people to work with, okay? Because the thing is I know you're not afraid of hard work because I see it in your cards. But I have to tell you, the biggest thing that's been dogging you, especially the last 3 months, is part of the reason you want to get back to work is you've been feeling so damn lonely.
Hmm. Okay.
I mean, it just you've gone through this weird period of isolation recently, and that's part of the reason that I personally want you to get back to work. But what this is talking about is that you're going to be blown away that by October of next year, this will be probably the best year you have so far with your own business.
Cool.
So, and it's all about you making your luck. And the thing is the attitude when you're calling people is that if they're not interested right now, they might be down the road.
Okay.
Is that I'm just checking in with you to let you know I'm back on my feet, you know, my health's doing good. You know, looking forward to getting out there and working again. And you were one of the first people that came to mind.
Okay.
So, it's all good.
Okay.
So,
that's so wonderful. Thank you so much. Have a wonderful
You know what?
Year.
I'm not worried about you. It's really, I'm looking at your cards, and I am not worried about you. By May, there's going to be one huge project that person, that client, might end up taking all of your time. What is it? What is the business you do?
I'm a behavior analyst.
Have you written your book yet?
I haven't. No, not yet.
Okay, you need to write your book. And it's it's the true stories of what you've done.
Okay.
You're going to change the names, but it's your true stories.
Right. Okay. All right.
And if you write it correctly, you could actually send it to like Stars or Showtime or HBO for a miniseries.
Okay.
Seriously.
Okay. Yeah.
That's the kind of mindset I want you to have when you're writing it.
Okay.
So.
All right.
And I'll buy your book, I promise.
Okay.
All right. Thanks, Erin.
Thank you so much.
All right. See you later. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay. I've got somebody here from, fabulous Las Vegas. I have somebody here from Las Vegas. Hi, who's this?
This is John.
Hey, John.
Hello.
How are you?
Hey,
hello.
Pretty good.
It's all about you.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. What's your question for me?
Well, let's see. There's this chick that's been driving me nuts. Her name is Cindy, and what can you tell me?
Okay. Usually I use the word chick for somebody I don't like. So
yeah.
I got to go right to that with you because it's like, she's probably driving you crazy because you, like, really like her, and she's not behaving the way you want her to.
Uh-huh. Yeah,
okay.
You can say that.
Okay, so here's the thing. Is first of all, in your mind, you have to stop calling her chick because it – now, I'll do that with girlfriends, but it's only after I've known them for a really long time, okay?
Yeah.
You know, hey, chickie, you know, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
She's got some crap going on here, and you guys have some crap together you need to work through. I'll tell you, you can make this work if you both decide to forget about the past once and for all, because what this is saying is that you guys keep throwing the past up at each other. And you have a perfect opportunity to have a fresh new start. We got a brand new year starting in 3 days.
Yeah, so okay. We haven't seen each other for a while, so that's, you know, I don't know whether to put an olive branch out there or what to do. I've just been, like, in such a dilemma with it.
Well, John, it'll make you feel better if you do put the olive branch out there. and you're calling me, and so this is all about you right now. But here's what I want you to do before you call her, all right? Because I need you to be in a very clear, focused, true, honest place when you make this phone call. So what you need to do is take a sheet of paper, and I want you to write down all the things in the last year that have pissed you off. And it may or may not include Chick Cindy, okay?
Yeah, uh-huh.
All right, but it's been a really crappy year for you. It might even be a little longer than that. But it's not it's not just Cindy that's put you in this really weird state of flux, all right? Because what my cards are telling me is as soon as you really put the past behind you, there's all these blessings in the first 3 months of 2011 that are about to fall on your head, and I mean in a good way. So, but you really have to decide that it's absolutely okay to look at what's being presented to you as a gift and not like there's some hidden agenda. So what I want you to do is I want you to take this sheet of paper and I want you to write, you can have more than one sheet of paper if you need it, but I want you to write down all the crappy things you've been going through in the last year, including whatever's happened with Cindy, all right? When you're done, just write it out like you're vomiting on the page with words, all right? And at the bottom of the page, I want you to write, I release these past events for my new beginning, sign your name and burn it outside, okay? And then wait, get a good night's sleep, and then the next day you call Cindy and you say, you know, I've really been thinking about this last year, and I just want to let you know you've been coming to my mind a lot because there's something really special about you, Cindy, and I just want you to know that I miss you. And then what you've done is you've put the olive branch out there. I don't even care if you leave that as a voicemail. Because you will get a return call. And if you're both willing to just not throw the past up at each other, you guys could be madly in love with each other. There's something here, which is why you're so bothered by her.
Yeah, it's she's something. I want to put it that way. And it's
right.
I don't click with a whole bunch of people, but.
Right.
Well, her and I really, really click.
Okay. Well, there's something there.
That's
not your imagination. The angels drew you guys together, if you really want me to get, you know, hokey here. But there's a reason you guys met. There's a reason. And so if you guys can get both of your egos out of the way, you could have a happily ever after life here.
Yeah, well, that's one thing we do have is big egos, you know. I'm better at putting it aside than I used to be. Let me put it that way.
I know, that's what I want you to do. I want you to be the bigger person here. Because it will make you feel better. And right now, this phone call is all about you. If I was talking to her, I'd probably tell her something different. But I'm telling you this because if you do that, how can any person in the world resist that if it's coming from your heart?
Very true. Yeah.
So you do that. Do that exercise first on the paper.
I will.
And then you call her, and then you call me next Wednesday and tell me what happened.
Okay. Will do, Mom.
All right. See you, John.
Hey, you have a happy
new
year. Drink a lot of champagne.
I will.
Bye-bye.
See you. Bye. All right. You guys, I have to tell you, I am planning on drinking champagne. As a matter of fact, my husband and I have booked a room, and we have booked a room and paid the extra money to have a Las Vegas Strip view, okay? And we are going to be drinking a nice bottle of champagne starting at about 11:45. We're going to turn our radio on because they're synchronizing the music to the fireworks, and we're going to watch the frickin' fireworks. This is the first New Year's Eve in 8 years that I haven't been booked for a special event, so we're going to freaking enjoy it. I'm just saying. So, all right, you guys, let me go to the next call. Somebody here from the 770 area code. Hello, 770. Who's this?
Hi, Mona. This is Steven. How are you?
Hey, Steven. How are you?
I'm doing well. Listen,
what's your question tonight?
I wanted to ask you, I talked to you about probably 3 or 4 months ago, but I wanted to ask
you. Welcome back.
Yeah, thank you. I wanted to ask you, just to kind of update you, because I know you speak to a lot of people, but I'm planning on relocating out your way to California, actually, next
mm-hmm.
year, 2011. And my goal was to get there by spring, like around March sometime. And I've been looking, like, online for, you know, job opportunities. And I came across a company that, you know, I read an article, and I came across a company that I'm interested in. I did send my resume in. And it wasn't for a specific position, but I got it into the hands of a good person there.
Okay.
It's this company that kind of starting from scratch, where they're having to, you know, like, hire from the beginning and all that kind of stuff. And I thought it was a good ground floor opportunity.
Yeah.
For myself. So I just wanted to see if you felt, or if you, you know, felt what the card said as far as that company.
Well, the timing that I'm getting for you is more February than March.
Oh.
I actually think that you'll be there sooner than March.
Mm-hmm.
I'm also seeing here that you need to be absolutely willing, which I think you are, but absolutely willing to blaze a new trail. But I have to tell you, There's only one little thing I need you to take care of before you go on this grand adventure. Seriously, you're going on the grand adventure. It's going to happen. I mean, I think you're going to be there in 9 weeks, which takes you there by the end of February. But here's what I'm seeing. There's a young woman here, and I don't know who this young woman is. I don't know if she was a love interest with you. I don't know if she was a coworker of yours. But there was a falling out with her. Do you recognize this woman?
No. Falling out.
Like somebody you had an argument with, or somebody who, somebody that might have been in love with you, but you didn't return the feeling.
Wow, that was the case. I didn't know. You know.
Okay.
I didn't know.
All right. Then if it doesn't represent a woman. What it represents here is that I need you to do something before New Year's Eve. I need you to write a letter of, and you're not going to address it to anybody, because there's somebody that you slighted that you don't know that you slighted that is holding some resentment here. So what I just want you to write is a universal letter of apology, okay?
Okay.
This is sort of like writing a letter to God saying that, You want to make sure that your slate is cleared for the new year, and that you're asking forgiveness for any slights that you may have caused other people unintentionally. Okay.
Okay.
And I want you to do this before New Year's Eve, and then I want you to, at the bottom, I want you to say, I send all the love and light to the universe for the benefit of all concerned.
Okay.
And then I want you to sign your name, and I want you to burn it. And I want you to do that before New Year's Eve. Because it's a little tiny minor thing.
I'm not
going to
stop thinking about this.
Well, the thing is it's such a minor little thing, but it sometimes means that you're all the right stuff's in place, but that you keep waiting for the big sign to happen when you already have all the signs happening.
Yeah.
So what I'm doing is actually I'm actually asking you to almost sing the song Old Anxiety to you yourself, because it's like I just want you to do this sort of blanket, okay, I'm just wiping the slate clean. I want to say I'm sorry to anybody I may have slighted so that I can move forward and pick button take names, because you're
maybe
starting
my
in
sister.
February.
I don't know.
Okay, have you had a falling out with her?
That was earlier this year, but we got over. We talked. We had a nice Christmas. I mean.
Okay. I want you to call her up. You don't have to say your psychic told you to do this. But I want you to call up and say something like, I'm just so happy I got to see you at Christmas.
Okay. Okay.
Just say that. Because here's the thing is that as soon as you make her feel a little bit special, and that's the whole point of this, as
mm-hmm.
soon as you make her feel a little bit special, there is no unfinished business for you. And
okay.
you can go move on and kick butt with your future.
Okay. Okay.
So
that's,
you just call her and say.
Yeah, okay.
Just call her and say, it was so, I have to tell you that the most meaningful part of for me to have Christmas was that I got to spend it with you.
Okay. That's good.
That's all
I,
you
I
have to say.
That.
And
okay.
then
I'll
and then I have to tell you, the startup company, I think you could end up being a partner of theirs eventually down the road.
Mm. Okay.
It's got a very, very strong, good mojo going for it.
Okay.
So I'm not worried
okay.
about it at all. I think you're going to do great.
All right. Thank you so much.
All right. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. Bye-bye.
All right. See you. Bye. Okay. I've got somebody here from the 617 area code. Hello, 617. Who's this?
Hi. This is Lisa.
Hey, Lisa. How you doing?
I'm well. How are you?
Oh, good. Happy New Year. What's your question tonight?
Happy New Year to you. I would like to know if you see, it's been a long time since I've been in a relationship, probably a good 10 years.
Boy, you're due.
Yes, I am. Way overdue.
And you know what? You sound so nice. Why in the heck aren't you? I know. What's with that?
I think it's
okay.
just fear.
You know what? I know you said fear, but
yeah.
for a nanosecond there, I heard beer.
I might have said beer.
Sorry, I'm kind of in a giddy mood. I don't know. Maybe it's because it's the end of this year and we get to kick butt into 2011. But for just that nanosecond, I went, maybe it's beer. Well, yeah. No, she said fear. Okay, sorry.
That's okay.
See, I get on the phone with you guys. I talk to you like I've known you forever, so, you know. All right.
That's a good
okay.
thing.
Here's the thing.
Okay.
You, I know for sure that you would be an absolute kick-butt partner to anybody that you decided to align yourself with. There's this card here, though. This is saying you were so deeply hurt in that last relationship that's what's kind of set you back from even developing friendships with men.
Oh, okay.
And so what I want you to do is I for the next 6 months, this is your assignment,
okay.
I want you to develop friendships with men.
Okay.
Okay? So that might mean that you're going to have to join a couple of different groups that involve men. Like,
goody.
I'd love it if you... Yeah, I know. I'd love it if you signed up or joined, you know, whatever political party that you are most aligned with.
Okay.
You know, maybe you would start going to those meetings once a month.
Okay.
Or maybe you decided to go take Toastmasters, but you choose the biggest group you can with the as most men as you can.
Okay.
So that you can tackle a fear of yours at the same time meeting guys that are also tackling the same fear. I'd love it if you took up golf because
Ooh.
You'd meet some pretty nice, high-quality guys that way.
Right.
And the whole goal is that you're not there to date, although I don't mind if you go out to dinner and I don't mind if you go do stuff. You're there to make friends.
Okay.
So the best Toastmasters group would be one that met at lunch. Or the best golf thing would be something that you did on, you know, Saturday morning or Wednesday at lunch, something like that. Because the whole goal is to put yourself in the path of men.
Okay.
And I want you to talk to them. When you walk into a room, you have guys looking at you all the time, but you sort of ignore them or you act shy or embarrassed that they're looking at you.
Right.
I want you to practice looking them straight in the eye and smiling.
Okay.
Just look them straight in the eye and smile. Because you
okay.
know what? You don't have to marry them. You don't even have to share the table with them. You're just acknowledging that... Yeah, you know you're pretty something special, but not in an ego way, in a, well, thank you for noticing kind
right.
of way.
Right.
All right? Because you got to practice, and I don't want to call it flirting, but I am going to call it flirting. I want
okay.
you to practice flirting again because you're a little out of touch that way.
Yes.
Okay? And it doesn't mean that you have to put on any weird false airs or do anything like that. It just means you take an interest in someone that happens to be a guy.
Okay.
All right?
Okay, that's good.
All right. But are you going to have romance in 2011? Hmm?
Because I do have a great personality.
You know, I have to tell you, you are going to have romance in 2011, my friend. It's going to happen. As a matter of fact, you may end up dating several guys at the same time. And of course, I know you well enough that you won't be sleeping with any of them. You'll just be dating them.
You know what?
You'll just be spending time with them.
You nailed it. Yeah. I don't do that.
You know,
I don't. No.
No, you're no slut. See, I'm talking to you like you're a girlfriend, you know? I mean, this is what we talk about. This is what girls really talk about, guys, okay? You listening? Hmm? Okay.
But you know what?
Anyway, my friend.
that actually makes me feel like a weirdo. Like there's
oh God no.
Wrong with me.
Here's the thing is that, you know, see I live in Las Vegas, okay? And there are so many gorgeous people here. I swear to God, there's some really, really gorgeous people here. I mean, you go to the grocery store and you see gals that you know they just got off the show at Jubilee and they're picking up their eggs for breakfast next morning. I mean, you just know, you know. But the thing about it is that there's a big sexual vibe here too. If you haven't quite picked up on that. You get to the point where you start ignoring that vibe. So you start ignoring people that sort of give off that vibe. So they don't even go in your crosshairs. And that's what I do. I mean, I'm married. I'm not flirting with anybody. But when I pick up the sex vibe with people, mm-hmm. it's like they suddenly fall off my radar. They're just not somebody I'm interested in because it just seems so one-dimensional.
Interesting. Interesting. Okay, I thought something really odd about me. I mean, because I'm,
oh God, no.
You know,
no.
I don't
uh-uh.
pick up guys.
No,
and them,
no. Right? Mm-mm. The thing is it's not that you. I mean, it's not that you're not interested in that. It's just that that the guy has to have a certain amount of qualifications to get to that point with you.
Exactly.
And there's nothing wrong with that. I mean, more 15-year-old girls should learn this.
Okay.
All right, my friend. Thanks for
Thank
calling.
You. So much, my dear.
All right. Let me
Have
know about your romance.
I sure will. I'll even send you an invitation to the wedding.
Sweet. And now, okay, it won't be 11-11-11. It won't happen that fast. But I love that date.
Okay.
All right, my friend. See you.
All right. Take care. Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye. All right. Let me see. Oh, I got somebody here from fabulous Las Vegas. Hello, Las Vegas. Who's this?
Hello. Can you hear me?
I can.
Hi, Amy. It's Amy. Hi, Amy.
Oh, hey. How you doing?
I'm good. Thank you. Listen,
okay.
I just want to know. How, I'm not wanting to know about, you know, who. I just want to know about someone else. So, because I think last time the answer you gave me was to the someone else and not to my, you
really?
Know, boy. So, yes.
Oh, all right.
Because it fit perfectly to what had happened. But, I mean, I wasn't clear, but I just think... Yeah, that's kind of
okay.
What's
so what's your
going
question?
On? So I want to know. I mean, what's happened because we kind of, you know, pulled apart with him, and when everything was seemed to be going good. Well, I know what happened, but do you see anything coming back or anything like that?
Okay, you know, for sure, without any hesitation, I can tell you, I don't see it coming back.
Mm-hmm.
And you already knew that when you called.
Yeah, well, but, you know, I thought I asked Mona because.
Yeah, it's interesting here. I'm actually seeing a six-month period of you getting your strength back, that it feels like that you get back in balance again and that it has nothing to do with a man.
Yeah.
The first 6 months of 2011 is for you to feel whole again, for you to feel strong again,
mm-hmm.
and that it has nothing to do with a relationship with a man.
Yeah, I know. I kind of, that's what I told, you know, him too. It's like, you know what, it took me a long time to get to where I'm at. Now I just got to unwind because, you know, you've been gone for a while. So,
you know, and it's a wise woman that can know when she's in a hole and stop digging.
Mm.
You know, this is not going to be about you finding a man to rescue you. The next man that comes in your life is somebody about being a partner with you.
Yep.
So.
Definitely.
All right, the next 6 months, it's all about you. It's all about, you know, and two pieces of advice that I like to give people when they're at this point where you are, it's like when you know what you've been doing isn't working like you really had hoped it would, is that the easy way is probably the right way, and do nothing to cause yourself pain, which both of those things are way harder to do than my actually saying it
yeah.
to you.
No,
the easy
true.
Way is probably the right way. Do nothing to cause yourself pain.
Okay.
All right. Happy New Year, my friend.
And same to you. Hugs and kisses.
All right. See you later.
Bye.
Bye. Okay. I've got somebody here from the 626 area code. Hold on. Let me get you on the air. Oh, where'd you go? 626.
Hello.
There you are. Who's this?
Oh, my name is Amaka.
Hi, Amaka. What's your question tonight?
Thank you. I wanted to find out if I'm on the right track in regards to a gentleman by the name of Jason. He's a photographer and the photo editor that I've worked with for my magazine and other projects. And I wanted to know
uh-huh.
if we are on the right track, if our relationship will get closer, deeper.
There are two women around him. There's you, and then there's another woman.
Yeah.
And, of course, you're coming up perfect, fabulous, and wonderful, but there's this other woman here. It almost looks like, for lack of a better way to explain it, she's taking him to the cleaners in some way. So I don't know if this is a work person that he's with that is just raking him through the coals, or if this is a relationship where there's been some uncomfortable finances connected with it. But it's saying here that you're going to have to bide your time with this man because he's got some other issues that have nothing to do with you that he's working through.
Okay. Okay.
So do I think ultimately you two would be perfect together? Yes. But according to my cards, he's still working through some crap that's going to take him through till July to get through.
Okay.
So
okay.
you just need to hang in there without throwing yourself at him.
Okay. But when he comes to me, how does he see me?
Well, here's the thing: is you're coming up here balanced and perfect and fabulous, okay? But what I need you to also do is when you're talking to him, it shouldn't be you focusing on him so much. It should be talking to him about things that you're interested in that may or may not be things that he's interested in. In other words, you need to show him that you are a woman in her own right with her own interests and you don't really need another person to define you.
Gotcha.
And that's a real important thing I just told you because he's very autonomous. He's got his career. He's very focused on what he wants. And the kind of partner that he ultimately wants is somebody who also has their own thing, their own focus, their own interests, and that when the two of you come together, you would be a dynamic couple because you're two individuals going in the same direction that happen to be together.
Okay, gotcha.
Okay, okay. So this is this next 7 months is an opportunity for you to really focus in on what you want career-wise, whether or not it includes him, because that's going to make him more interested in you than if you keep putting your eye out toward him as a goal.
Gotcha. Okay.
Okay?
Okay. All right, gotcha.
Right,
and can I just ask one more question?
Sure.
Oh, okay, thanks. It's just in regards to my magazine. I have a magazine on, and that's where he actually comes into play because he's a photo editor. I just wanted to find out what you see for the magazine financially because this is where on the fourth issue now it's been getting a good rap, a good attention. I wanted to see.
You know, there is, wow, I just got this flash for you. You got to get Oprah's attention.
Oh, trust me, Oprah is on my...
Okay.
That is what I have on my vision board, Oprah's
okay,
picture.
Okay, here's how I'm seeing you get Oprah's attention, okay, is if you geared your magazine towards something, harmony from chaos, creation from chaos, I keep getting that if the theme of what you're doing is all about, I don't want to say necessarily repairing people's lives, but little mini biographies of people that have gone through extraordinary things and become extraordinary people. So
gotcha.
It's almost as if you assign this guy, your photo editor guy, the task of capturing visually, you know, via photographs, that element, you know, you know, and it could be something as simple as before and after people when they've lost weight and, you know, they've gone from, you know, 300 pounds to a svelte 180 pounds and they did the makeover along the way. That's fascinating. I don't care who you are. Watching that kind of stuff is fascinating. But there's something about that, the creation after chaos, the harmony after chaos, that's what's going to get her attention. And you might even ask your man if he'd be willing to do small documentaries and actual video footage that you would put on YouTube as more awareness for your magazine.
Okay. Yeah.
Just say you had this idea because he hasn't thought of this yet. And if you give him this idea and he gets credit for it, it's it would be nothing but good mojo.
Gotcha.
All right, my friend, I got to go.
Thank you.
Let me know what happens.
All right, thank you. Have a good
one. Okay, bye. Okay, got somebody here. Fabulous Las Vegas. Hello, Las Vegas. Who's this?
Hi, Mona.
Hey, who's this?
It's Alexis.
Alexis, I haven't talked to you in probably, what, 8 months?
I haven't spoken to you since late July.
Oh, my gosh. Well, welcome back. So what's your question for me? You want a little overview?
I really don't have
overview?
A question. I just wanted to, you know, because I didn't know what was going on for 2011 and I'm starting to prepare my house. What do you see for 2011 in my forecast? And by the way, 11-11-11, because I heard from two of the other calls, is on a Friday.
Oh, that's a great day. Okay, so the gentleman that called in, I think it was, oh crap, I can't remember his name. Was it? You guys, there's so many people calling. I'm not remembering names. But the one guy that was talking about getting married next year, that's a great date for a wedding. So, all right, let me look at your cards here. What this is talking about is that there are two men that are connected with you that are going to be a phenomenal help with your career. There is one man, and he looks like he's a director or a producer, and it's somebody that you approach directly on a project that you find out that he's doing.
Uh-huh.
And it's interesting because it's like I see you paired in this project with a man that's super dynamic, very, very strong sexual energy with this guy. But then I see you almost adopting a role where it is a perpetual role. So it might be something that they're doing for Showtime or for, you know, one of those miniseries on Stars or something like that. But what it's saying is that that's the thing that you start to pursue. And that here's the thing is that you're really tired of the way your life has been for the last several years. And that you're actually finally ready to throw yourself out there.
I know. Amen, sister. I know. Now, do you see me moving to California to doing this, or do you see me staying in Vegas?
Well, here's the thing, is that there's been a lot of vacillation, a lot of you sitting on the fence here about where you're really supposed to be. It doesn't matter where you are, because there is no better than here, you know, and when you're there has become a here, you'll simply be thinking about another there again that might look better than here. And what I'm telling you is that you just need to be successful wherever here is. If you think that California is the place that is the there that's going to perpetuate you into success, great. But I think you can find that same stuff here. You just have to get out there and get in front of the people that actually make the decisions.
Exactly.
So that's what I'm seeing for you.
Do you see anything else coming up for me?
Any what?
Do you see anything else coming up for me?
Well, this has been your all-encompassing wish here, Alexis. It's talking about that this is the one career that you either want to succeed or fail. And that this is the year that you stop waiting and stop thinking the doorbell is going to ring. You're going to go out and do something about it.
And that's actually very true. That's very, very true.
All right, my friend. All right. Well,
okay,
let me know
honey.
What happens. Great to hear from you.
And I will be in touch with you on Facebook, and I'm preparing my house as usual, black-eyed
good
peas,
girl.
Pork, all that kind of good stuff.
Excellent. All right, my friend. Happy
and
new
I will
year.
Call you in the new year, and I'll let you know about my progress and my success.
Okay.
And
well,
have an
is,
awesome
let me just give you one more little thing. Your power month is April.
April. Okay, that's good to know. Thanks, honey.
All right. All right, see you,
okay,
bye.
Okay, bye-bye.
All right, I've got somebody here from the 903 area code. Hello, 903. Who's this?
Hello, Mona. This is Lori in Denison, Texas. I talked to you back in January.
Well, hey. How
hey.
Are you?
I've got a lot of things on the burner, and I was wondering if it would be okay to do a general reading or do I need to ask a specific question?
Well, you know, this is that time of year where I just give you a heads up of the highlights of the new year.
Oh, please, I need a heads up.
So let me do that for you.
Thank you.
Okay. In the new year, there's a very, very business-savvy, disciplined guy here, okay? I really like him because he knows his stuff, but he can initially come across as a little bit of a prick, all right? He can be kind of a jerk because he doesn't like people who waste his time. But this, if you can get past the fact that this guy is not somebody that would make his words sound gentle to you when he's explaining something, if you can not take him personally, this is a really amazing man for you to be around because he will elevate you to a level where you will learn so much from him that you will be the best at what you do if you can just temper the emotional side of yourself around him. Do you recognize this man?
No, I really don't.
Okay. This is probably somebody connected with work, or it could be if you're not in a serious relationship right now, this could be a man you could be romantically involved with.
I just passed my 35th agonizing year of marriage.
Oh, jeez.
It's one
okay.
of those.
Wait a minute. Is your husband like that?
He's an asshole.
Okay. I think you don't understand something here. According to this card, this man's always been batting on your side of the fence.
Right.
Okay, he's always been your champion. And according to this, and I'm sorry, I hate to say this to you because, it's going to sound like I'm criticizing you, but I'm really not.
That's fine.
You don't really appreciate him very much.
I can agree.
And this guy would do anything in the world for you if you just told him what it was.
I'm hoping after this surgery that he just had and he's fixing to come off of all of this pain patch and medication and everything, I'm hoping this time he will listen.
Okay. Here's the thing. I got to go way back to 37 years ago, all right? 37 years ago, you would have done anything in the world to get this guy's attention.
No, because I was too young. We've been married 35 years.
I know. I'm going back to 37 years before you guys got married.
I didn't know him. I only dated him for a month, and then we got married, and that was in 75.
Okay. According to this, if you just start treating him like he's a friend and not somebody that you're shackled to, the relationship gets better. According to this, this man loves you as best as he possibly can.
Okay.
And I have to tell you, before anything in your life moves forward, you have to make peace with him.
That's interesting.
Because, you don't sleep well. You put a lot of blame for the unhappiness in your life on him. And it's not his fault. And I really, really wish I had more time with you than a couple of minutes. Because I think you would really benefit from a full session with me.
I've
I'm
been
just saying
on
these...
that one, yeah.
All right, well, you think about it. But what I'm telling you here is that if you can put it in your mind that you're going to make peace with him and that that's your New Year's resolution, everything about your life gets better. Because you've just got to take it, just take my word for it. This man will do anything in the world for you.
Mm-hmm.
And part of the reason he's been going through some suffering is because he doesn't feel like his life has had any meaning.
Okay, I agree. I understand that one too.
So I need you to think about that, because this is saying that your cards don't move forward at all until you make peace with him.
Okay.
All right, my friend. Thanks for calling.
Okay. All righty.
All right.
Thanks.
See you later.
Bye.
Okay. Bye. All right. Let me see. I got somebody here from the 714 area code. Hello, 714. Who's this?
Hi, it's Nathaniel from Tustin, California. How are you doing?
Hello, Nathaniel. Do you know you live near one of my favorite restaurants in the whole world?
The Ruta Bogoris?
No. Actually, there's two restaurants that are my, now you're making, okay, there's The Hobbit in Orange, which is absolutely fabulous. Have you ever been there?
No, I haven't. I'm going to write it down.
It's a fixed menu, that they have a fixed menu every night, and it's a flat price, and it is the most wonderful little restaurant. It's called The Hobbit. It's in Orange. And then the other restaurant, which is really casual, is on 19th Street in Costa Mesa, and it's called Taco Mesa.
Oh, okay.
They have the best blackened fish tacos I've ever had in my whole life, ever. So there you go. So what's your question for me, and how have you found my program? Because I think this is the first time you've ever called.
You know what it is, and I've saw other people on here, and I've been on Blog Talk for about 6 months now. I was listening to, like, other radio stations that have, you know, psychics on them, but I did it. And then I have a show, Nathaniel's Knows Best, and I do astrology each day for the year, you know, like how Einstein was born the day of relativity, which was March 14th. Lincoln was born the unifier, which is February.
When's your show on? Tell me when your show's on.
Well, you know, I kind of haven't been doing it. I did a couple shows, and then I'm on guest on sometimes on the other people's show, and I haven't really gotten, you know, dialed in on the show, but I did a couple shows, and I play guitar and stuff, too, and I sing, and I'm trying to make a kind of a thing in music. I don't know if Vegas, you know, they said, you know, to follow your passion, and even though I'm older, it was kind of in the 60s I even learned how to play and stuff, so I at a really young age. But,
what's your question for me tonight? Now
I'm
that you found me,
about,
and I don't believe there's such a thing as accidents.
Well, there's the music part of it, and maybe, you know, career, and all kinds of stuff. I guess you could hit, maybe I should get a full reading.
Well, you have, okay, the gift of being talented at many things is that you get to be talented at many things, and you're talented at many things. The burden of being talented at many things is it's hard to decide on one.
Visions, yeah.
Right?
Right, yeah, it's been right.
You have to be connected with the arts in some way. You have to be connected with something creative, which is probably part of the reason why you were drawn to astrology, because there are some good astrologers have a very strong psychic gift, which means that you need to pay attention to what your mind and your body is trying to tell you when you're looking at a chart, because there's a feeling there sometimes.
I look at people. I can actually guess what day or what year you're on. You know, I can, you know, do the chart and stuff, but I kind of look at people and I guess the day or year.
Well, and that doesn't surprise me. Because good astrologers have a very strong intuition.
I have a photographic memory because I've memorized all the days and stuff.
Wow, that's pretty cool.
So,
well,
I mean, you can ask me any day of the year, and I know what day it was.
Well,
you know,
my favorite day of the year is March 21st because it was classically the first day of spring. That's
day
my favorite day
current.
Of the year.
They have direct current on the cusp of rebirth, Pisces, Aries cusp. It has 48 different weeks too. So that's the cusp of rebirth. So each cusp has a name.
see, I love that day, and I've always loved that day.
That's
even
the day
though there's
the,
no
oh,
real
I told music
huge,
teacher, I go this, I go, what's all about? It's this day, it's rebirth.
All right, what this is saying is that if you want it, you can have it. But what it's also saying is that there's so many other creative forces around you that it's, again, I keep getting it's hard for you to decide on one, all right? Now, what I would do is if you did want to try Vegas as kind of like your, you know, let's see if you can give it a shot, is that I would come and lease an apartment for 3 months, and then and we get into convention season starting in January. It goes like January to April is like heavy, and then it kind of slows down a little bit, although we have conventions all year, and then it gets busy again middle of September till about middle of November. So there's two little pockets of convention seasons. So I would choose one of those, and then I would go and apply at all of the different talent agencies. That you could do entertainment at trade show booths, you could do a variety of different things. But the other thing is there's a lot of different small little pubs, and you could go to each of them and say, hey, you know, for whatever amount of money you think would be fair plus tips, you'd be willing to come and play your music. So you can try it for 3 months and see what happens. If you end up with some sort of a regular gig, whether it was at a major casino or at a small chain of pubs, whatever it is, then you have a reason to stay. But I always think you should be paying attention to your music. It's funny because the combined mojo of you having the talent with the music and the fact that you have the astrology thing going, I could almost see you writing songs for people for specific days of the year. It's almost like it's their personal tune.
It's true. Somebody else said it about like cancer patients. You know, I was going to have a song about each cancer patient, so I could even have a song by everyone too.
Yeah, you have you have so much going for you. You have so much abundance around you that it's like you need to do something that incorporates almost all of it. You know, it's like I could almost see you doing seminars where, like, you sit with somebody whose birthday happens to be July 7th, all right, and you create a tune or a melody for them that is a meditation that is specific for them.
Huh.
I'm getting way more, and yeah, you're probably going to need a full reading because I have to close the program because I just noticed I only have 2 minutes left.
Oh, can I ask when your birthday?
All.
Can I ask? Well,
I don't give that out on the air because I've got a whole bunch of people listening right now, and it's none of their beeswax. But we can talk some other time. And I would be delighted to talk with you further.
I do a lot of the Chinese astrology as well.
Oh.
You know.
You need to meet my friend Consi. That's somebody you totally need to hook up with her. I'm getting that vibe, but I got to go because now I have a minute and 30 seconds to close the program. So thank you for checking in, and maybe you should call at the beginning of the program. I'll jot down your number, and I'll take your call first next week.
All right. Well, thank you very much. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you, too. Nice calling. Thank you. Bye. All right, you guys. Okay. I have 60 seconds to close the program. I don't have time to take another phone call right now. So I just want to let you know that I'm also doing an extended program next Wednesday. It'll be a 90-minute program just like tonight. Thank you guys so much for tuning in, for calling up. And I have to tell you, I take the calls in the order that they come in. And I only take calls where I can actually see the area code so that I can identify you, because if you call in on a restricted number, it comes up on my switchboard as all ones. So I have no idea. I can't say, you know, caller 111 because you won't know who it is. So when you call in next week, make sure you unblock your phone, star 82 to unblock your number so that I can see the area code. My website is mysticmona.com. I am available for private sessions. If you book a session in the month of January, a phone session, I will also send you a complimentary copy of my book, Chancing Life, Wisdom in a Dice Toss. Also, remember to go to the Facebook page, type in Mystic Mona on the information bar, and go ahead and like my page so you can hear announcements about the program. I'm thinking about expanding the program to a second or third day in the new year, or I might switch the time, so that's how you're going to be aware of when the time switches. So, all right, you guys, happy new year. Happy, happy new year. And remember, psychic view, because the present moment is the gift.